You know, the signs of the times, we always say that. Well, we're in the signs of the times, and we really and truly are in the signs of the times. And I've been thinking about the scriptures pertaining to Jesus, the four gospels. The other parts of scripture is important, and it's wonderful to study Paul, James, and Timothy, and all of them. But really what they're doing is emphasizing and proclaiming the teachings of Jesus. And sometimes we look at those and we forget where that source came from, that they went around the world to spread the gospel that comes from God Almighty, manifested in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. So lately, I've been looking at the gospels, primarily in Luke, although it's been a suggested lectionary readings. And in chapter 12, Jesus warned us against hypocrisy. He taught about money and possessions, and he also taught about be ready because you don't know when I'm coming back. But he also did something really challenging for all of us, and you don't think Jesus is love, and he is. But he also is very forthright with his hard sayings, things in the Bible that sometimes we have a hard time understanding. He's a little rough. That's difficult to understand. And part of chapter 12, verses 49 through 56, it goes on later. I want to share something about the latter part of that scripture after I bring the message. But hear God's word, Luke's gospel, red letter edition, chapter 12, New Living Translation. I, being Jesus, come to bring fire to the earth, and I wish that my task was already complete. There is a terrible baptism ahead of me, and I am under heavy burden until it's accomplished. Do you think that I have came to bring peace to the earth? No. I have come to bring strife and division. From now on, families will be split apart. Three in favor of me, two against, or the other way around. There will be a division between father and son, mother and daughter, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And then Jesus turned to the crowd and said, when you see the clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, here comes a shower. And you are right. When the south wind blows, you say, today will be a scorcher. And it is. You hypocrites. You know how important interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but you can't interpret these present times. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy word in Luke's gospel.